Patriots, time to buckle those seatbelts. Please no standing in the aisle during takeoff. All those little wrappers from those peanuts you've been eating? Yeah, just throw them on the floor. That's how we treat our airlines these days, since they want to make us gag up with their face diapers. If you're a liberal, you're in the wrong place. Either that or you came here for some torture to watch your head explode. As for those trays before you, slam them up in front of the seat and get those doggies back in their little carriers under your seat. And if you're smoking, there's a wing door you can step out of at altitude. We'll see you when we land. It's a long flight down without a parachute. This is the place of truth. This is the home of patriots. This is where we unravel the truth the way patriots love truth unraveled. Welcome to the Spiff Report. All right, Patriots, we're on fire today. Like always, guess what? It's a Monday. You got it. It's a Monday. And with every Monday, what happens with every Monday? We look around and we go, oh, well, look at that. The clown show is still in operation. That's right, the clown show. By the way, anybody out here that's believing that Biden's president, I'm just going to say this very bluntly. You have a brain aneurysm going on and you need to seek medical attention immediately. Anybody that would believe that a president of the United States would regularly sign executive actions while sitting at a secretary desk? Yeah, that's happening. That's happening. A little tiny desk. What happened? Well, when Trump left office, he put it in the dryer and it shrank. Uh-huh. He's not even in the Oval Office these days. Of course, it's Castle Rock Studios anyway, so who cares, right? Oh, my goodness. What a bunch of brain-dead, hemorrhaging people we've got out here. All doing the right thing for humanity, getting the injection. The Rona! You're soon going to all become lizard heads. By the way, if you did take that injection, when you start growing that second head out the back of your spine, please don't bother calling 911. It won't work. Instead, the Satanic Temple is just down the street to the right. Go knock on their door. They'll be glad to welcome you. That's the same place that they use baby ritual abortions as part of their entry project. I'm glad they'll welcome you. Oh, my goodness gracious. What world do we live in? All right, top of the headlines. Dozens of schools close as teachers get sick from, the jab. Yep, that's right. The not-safe and effective gene-changing COVID-19 concoction has resulted in countless local news outlets across the country reporting school closures due to teachers and staff having adverse reactions to the jab. Huh, there's a shocker. We're all shocked. Look at this shocked face. I'm shocked. You can hear it in my voice. Shocked. Oh, my goodness. Shocked. This is not reported by mainstream media. Another moment of shocked. Meanwhile, the CDC still claims that the COVID-19 vaccination, a.k.a. the unauthorized experimental gene therapy, are safe and effective. So, close schools because the jab is safe? Got it. You betcha, baby. In general, there have been mass jab events held on a Saturday to push the inoculation of school teachers and staff in districts across the country. All the lizard heads are lining up. It is unclear what the school districts were told in terms of guidance and expectations. The soundness of pushing mass inoculation with a experimental gene gene-altering liquid substance events given the consequences is questionable. The reason for Saturday inoculation events was to not to have to close, but dozens of school districts had to cancel in New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Ohio, and Michigan anyway. Symptoms of nausea, vomiting, headache, fever, fatigue, muscle pain, and feeling of weirdness occurred after the single jab of the J&J drug and generally after the second injection of the mRNA Moderna Pfizer gene-altering therapy. Oh, by the way, that J&J one, it's worse than the Moderna and Pfizer, just so you know. Yep, hate to tell you, but it's not a good package. And the reason we usually get sick is your body's DNA is being altered. Yeah, kind of gets you disoriented just a little bit, especially as your blood turns green and your eyes turn to lizard eyes. In many cases, 70-80% of the faculty and staff in the school districts were jabbed. Schools closed for one day due to not enough teachers, substitutes, and available bus drivers. Interesting. Some districts even had to cancel in online classes due to lack of teachers. Boy, it must be pretty bad. Teachers got another vacation. They wanted vacations. They got it. Come get the jab. We'll give you a vacation. According to the CDC, side effects might affect a person's ability to complete daily activities. And it should. It should fade in a few days. The District of the Stark County, Ohio Health Department stated, "I'm encouraged. We want to make sure that all of our school personnel are safe, and we try to help protect them so response symptoms are encouraging for us." This is Can you believe he just said that? This is literally a quote. Let me just get this right again. The quote was, "We tried to help protect them so response symptoms are encouraging for us." In other words, if your genes are altering and you're getting sick, that's a good sign. You bet it is when you want to turn them into transhumans. Maybe it's like Return to the Planet of the Apes. Who knows? Man, have you ever seen Something with Fire? They had like little Wookiees. That was it. That was a series of some Land of the Dinosaurs, Wookiees. So everyone's going to turn into Wookiees. Apparently, this health director encourages illness. 80% of the eligible in her county accepted the jab. Just a second. I just got to think about that a minute. You know, a Stegosaurus has a brain about the size of a walnut. And I'm beginning to believe, and scientists thought it was a dumb animal. I'm beginning to believe that the only stupid animal on the face of the earth is the ones taking this jab. Yep. Good going, people. That's it. You left your brains at the door. And they said, "Brains, you were hiding." They said, "Oh, sorry, we're out." A health director at Saginaw County, Michigan, indicated the community has been supportive, knowing this is what we had to do. No, you didn't have to do it because it wasn't mandated, and it is an unauthorized mandate, by the way, to do that. This is an experimental vaccine at best. It's actually an injection. And those, they don't know this yet, but this is true. Because you know who I talked to today? And by the way, it might be up tonight. I talked to Robert Kennedy Jr. today. What an unbelievable honor. Seriously. He interviewed, and it's great. And he's also an attorney. So here's the amazing thing. I'm trying to get this up tonight. It'll either be tonight or tomorrow night, but hopefully tonight. So here's the deal. Robert Kennedy is saying that, and this is amazing. I'm going to talk about this tonight. It's great. All these idiots that are celebrating having people take the jab, they're liable if anything happens. No, the drug companies aren't, but everybody who's promoting this jab, you're liable. Just saying. You might want to watch what you say. A mass vaccination event rather than a phased-in approach. This appears to be the agenda being pushed. It is the agenda being pushed because they're desperate to get people involved in this jab. It's not working. They can't get the whole public turned into transhumans at the right amount of time because they want the COVID pass. They want to take away every your rights. That's why. Makes sense. Lead the sheeple into the harmful abyss all at once, because if word gets out, people would wake up and not accept the jab. 80% of the staff at Saginaw County has received their second shot. Well, good luck on you when it comes to fall. We'll be sending you flowers for your funerals. School canceled, not from a virus or a bacteria, but from injection of an experimental gene-altering drug in 70 to 80% of school teachers and staff. I guess there's something to be said about worshiping your PERS rather than doing your damn job of teaching kids. Move along, sheeple. The CDC says it's safe, and those who are teaching your children believe in them. Homeschool anyone? I would say if you're not homeschooling your children right now, I'd get busy. All right, so next item. Biden's butt plug. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. That was just a slip of the tongue there. Has come up with an awesome idea of taxing how far someone drives. Pete Buttigieg has qualifications to serve as the nation's transportation secretary amount to him enjoying taking a train rides in college and proposing to his husband in an airport terminal. Oh, man, that's just glorious. Just wanted to make me vomit in my mouth. has unleashed his first major transportation project. Here it goes. Get ready. This is like jelly beans dipped in pea juice. To get Americans who are already suffering every time they go to the gas pump to accept a new mileage tax. Of course. That's right. Butt plug thinks, Buttigieg thinks taxing how far you drive is the best way to help fund Biden's $3 trillion infrastructure bill. And that's because they don't have any money. So they're trying to create new taxes. Quote, I have decided to damage the rural poor of America as much as humanly possible, says Rat Boy, while he salivates over how many seats the Dems are going to lose in 2020. I do believe that was parody, by the way. Okay, well, he didn't say that, but honestly, nothing out of his mouth about this brilliant idea is worth repeating. Take it from Spiff Force. Pete Buttigieg Buttplug is an NPC with only the barest of liberal talking points programmed into his operating system. Matter of fact, I'm beginning to believe he might be one of those Chinese-made sex dolls. Only he's a man for a man. Or maybe he's a woman that was used to be a man that is a man or a woman. Now I can't get that straight. I always get confused when they start flipping genders. And with only 20 months before the Democrats lose both the Senate and the House, the Secretary of Transportation wants poor people to get even poorer. Of course, that's assuming that we're all going to vote. Unless they fix the vote, I'm personally going fishing that day. It's not even worth trying. Why waste my time? It's just going to be more like, oh, it's going to win. Oh, and that's not going to win. Why put ourselves through that? We need to have a national boycott the vote just to make a point that if they don't fix the damn thing, we're not showing up. Next, the reason behind wanting to establish a vehicle miles traveled, which they call a VTM tax, is because the gasoline tax is not as effective anymore since evidently everyone is switching over to electric cars. Come on, Pete. This is so much nonsense. I wasn't aware that we have any even established a reliable nationwide infrastructure for charging electrical vehicles. Have we? Nope. But in Oregon, by the way, taxpayers pay for your free electric charge for your vehicle. It's a good deal. Come up and steal taxpayers' dollars in Oregon if you have an electric car. Might as well. I mean, we're paying for it, and they're at every rest area. You can go in and charge your car for free. And I mean, where the taxes are being paid anyway. So if you've got an electric car and you're coming through Oregon, come on, take advantage of it. It's all free. Let's just do it. Let alone, we don't have a nationwide infrastructure for electric vehicles, let alone no more than hopeful of people have jumped on the Tesla bandwagon. If this claim is true, then let me just take a look at some of the Department of Transportation statistics. Here we go. You ready for this? In the U.S., with 238 million cars on the road in total, there have been roughly 1.8 million EVs sold altogether. Wow, that's whopping. Like, not. That's about the size of the deep state in D.C. That's where they all were sold, in fact. 1.8 million EVs. That's all government employees, I'll bet. So that translates, plus a few corporate elites. So that translates to about the same percentage, and I'll bet it's, you know what, that's all liberals too. 1.8 million, almost all of them are liberals. They all voted Biden. Matter of fact, that's probably all of Biden's votes right there, 1.8 million EVs. That's how many votes he actually got, even though Trump got 80 million for Trump. I don't know if you heard that or not. On November 3rd, there was this thing called an election. Something really crazy happened. President Trump got 80 million votes, Biden got 1.8 million votes, and Biden won. Huh. Amazing. And a bunch of retards in this country actually believe it. Seriously brain damaged. So that translates to about the same percentage of COVID would actually kill you. Huh. That's another strange parallel in statistics. On top of that, 85% of the EVs are bought in high-density urban areas, and over two-thirds of them are used to supplement a person's first car, which happens to be a gas guzzler. So, Patriots, thanks for playing along with Buttigieg's little joke. It's painfully obvious that your time spent as mayor in Brokeback Mountain, Indiana, did not gift you the wisdom to carry forth the national projects. I'll bet not. His myopic view of society on only living in cities is going to cause further damage to our nation as a whole. Well, of course it is. What can you say? He's butt plug Buttigieg. People living outside the cities, a whole lot more now than after 2020 woke us up, have to drive a lot further than people still living in dystopian metropolises. A mileage tax is ultimately a tax on rural and ex-urban America. Of course it is, because if you haven't figured this out, patriots, look around. The only place the deep state controls now are the cities. Why do you think that on April 2nd, yes, if you didn't know this and you're in New York, you've got some hard times coming, because starting on April 2nd, the COVID pass is going in full force. Yep, that's right. You get to like go up and show your vaccination ID if you want to go to special events. You want to go, I think it's even at restaurants. So you're going to have a hard time eating. Like, well, if you're, and I'll tell you what though, if you are, this is what I'd say. If you are an anti-vaxxer and you're overweight, move to New York. It'd be great. You won't even have a problem because there won't be any temptation to eat because you won't be able to. You'll just starve. It's pretty good. Just an idea. It'd be like the new Slim Fast diet. What did you do for your Slim Fast diet? Well, trying to lose 30 pounds. So I went up to New York and I took a residency for 2 months in there, and I didn't vax myself and I couldn't eat anyway. So it was perfect. Love it. Perfect. Add a little exercise in there, walking around the city, taking a look at the great place when nobody's there anymore because they're all gone. Be careful of the gangs in New York because they are killing people these days. And you can't pack either. So maybe that's not the best city in the world. I'd have to find another city. All these cities are just turd holes. If you go to Portland, you're going to deal with Antifa. I mean, who wants to go to these places? I don't. I used to live in Portland. Will I go back? Not a chance. Portland's just like a, you know, it's kind of like this. Let me explain how I feel about going to Portland. If someone said, "Would you like to go to Portland?" I'd say, "Well, can I tour the sewer plant instead?" And if they said yes, I'd be like, "Well, there's your choice." And there's my answer. I would rather tour a sewer plant, even if I had to wear a mask, than go to Portland. That's pretty much how Portland is. It's a dead hole. All right. Minnesota Theater cancels, ready for this, Cinderella. Actually, it's probably a good thing anyway, because it's a Disney deal. But anyway, letting the staff go due to, oh, here it is, 98% of them were white. They're all racist. All racist. Cinderella gets canceled. Only in Minnesota. There's another fine example of liberal shitholes in this country. We've got a few of them, if you haven't noticed. You know, I used to be, and I had a plan. I think I'm going to redo my economic revitalization plan. There was a time when rural Alabama, no offense if you're in rural Alabama, but it was a pretty rough place, a time. And not exactly the best of principles either. It's kind of some weird stuff that went on in some of those tin shacks down there. And I don't even want to get into that, but I think we all know what we're talking about. So anyway, I think what we need to do is kind of look at the rest of these cities, and we just need to turn them into nuclear waste dumps. Every city will become our new nuclear waste dump. And honestly, I don't think they'll notice any difference because as they glow and add new limbs growing out of themselves, mutate their genes, it's all going to fit right in because most of them are injected anyway, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, Chanhassen Dinner Theaters is located in Chanhassen, a suburb of Minneapolis. I don't even know if I said that right, but it's got to be close. It has a population of slightly over 26,000, and 92.5% of those residents are white. Oh, my goodness. I can tell you right now, that's a KKK central place. Look out. Less than 3% of the residents are Hispanic, while 1% are black. That is a racist location right now. Just get it right. The cast demographics were not strikingly different from the total community. Nevertheless, the theater director's personal diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda must go on. Oh, the whole community's racist. Director Michael Brindisi stated that 98% white cast doesn't work with what we're going to do. That's because we're going to rewrite another play. Make it all whatever. Obviously, the Cinderella story is being upended by social justice directors and warriors. We know it. Cinderella will not meet her prince in the short term. Instead, the theater will produce The Music Man in its place, and Cinderella will get a new title and diversity training and a new ugly frog for her to kiss. Uber Eats, driver killed by some teens in D.C. I don't know if you saw that video. That's atrocious. Crickets from the mayor's office. Oh, there's a shock. Latest from the swamp down in Bowser's Castle. Two teens, 13 and 15, we'll call them Koopa Troopers, tried to steal Muhammad Anwar's car, tasered him, then the car ran him over, resulting in his death. The video is horrific. The guy is just literally on the side of the road, on the side of the sidewalk, as the kids are dancing around trying to worry about what food they're going to get for free. Anwar immigrated to America in 2014, seeking a better life for him and his family. This just makes me sick. I'm going to tell you what. I have said this before. We do not, people that come to this country in first generation, they come here motivated if they are going through the right process. If they are let in free, they're not worth keeping. We got to throw them out. That's just the way it comes. You can't come in here illegally. Not going to happen. But when you have somebody that goes through the process and immigrates, they are great citizens. They are more American in them than half of these people getting an injection. Instead of addressing the murder, the dictator decided that the dictator would be the mayor of the city, decided to talk about carjackings, tastelessly tweeting, "Auto theft is a crime of opportunity. Follow these steps to reduce the risk of your vehicle becoming targeted. Remember the motto, protect your auto." I'll tell you what's, there's a really good deterrent for auto. It's a really good deterrent for auto hijacking. It's a sawed-off 12-gauge shotgun, double barrel. They used to carry them on saddles, and you can put one right in your lap. And you just need to have it so it's got a quick double trigger, so like both of them shoot about the same time. It solves it every time. Put a little double-aught buck in there. I swear to you, carjackers are neutralized immediately. None, no problemo. The deafening silence from the evil, which has not gone unnoticed either. Some say that this is seen as victim blaming on the pathetic mayor's part. Well, she is pathetic. Instead of just teaching these teens, I don't know, to steal or murder. How about bringing God back into the schools and homes? Well, there's a shocker. Instead of giving everyone participation trophies and whispering gently, "Don't do it again, please, little Johnny, please. Please don't kill him again, Johnny. I would just, if you could, just please." How about if we just try to get back to raising our kids, teaching them right and wrong? And if we've got so many single parent kids that are becoming so delinquent, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this. It's time to round them up, put them in FEMA camps, and give them a military raising. Serious. I'm not kidding. We'll create a Sparta army out of them. We can send them overseas to do our dirty work. If they're going to be as delinquent as this, they do not belong to be in society. And putting them in jail does them no good because it just turns them in. The first thing that happens when they go into jail is they're going to get raped. And the second thing that's going to happen is they're going to become a rapist and a criminal of that sort of thing. So this is not the right solution. The right solution is to round up all these kids that these parents can't handle because, "Oh, I'm too busy. Oh, I'm busy cooking off my crack. Oh, I work too many jobs. My kids just can't. I can't control my kid." Fine. Your kid goes away to a reform school. And we will turn them into productive members of society. Man, I'll tell you what. I know a whole bunch of people that'll square those kids away. And I mean this not in a violent way. They will be squared away when they're done. They will love this country. They will love God. They will keep a clean room. They will dress well. They will work hard. And they will have respect for their elders. Simple. Military reform school. Simple. It's an answer. I'm in. Here we go. Headline. The truck with an evergreen container blocks the highway, goes viral for resembling the Suez Canal situation. Oh, wait. And there's even more on this one. This is great. Can we say deja vu? First Evergreen gets stuck in the Suez Canal for days. Evergreen arranged a truck to transport their containers. However, it got stuck on a Chinese highway on Friday. Yeah, that one's the seems to fall off the ships at times. It happened at 9:55 a.m. local time on Friday on the Chongcheng Shenzi Expressway in Nanjing. The truck and ship both veered off course to the right side and came to a halt at roughly a 45-degree angle. This we're not kidding about this. No matter which way you look at it, the odds are of two separate modes of transportation getting stuck with the same parent company name is more than just a coincidence. That's kind of a God thing right there, like it or not. That's like God going, take a look here. I got something for you. Can you see it? Like, yeah, I think so. We reported on Friday about Cargo Metrics Technologies, LLC. Yeah, the company that uses real-time software to track shipping containers. Those shipping containers. We know what we're talking about, right? The ones where you pack in little kitties. And I'm not talking about the purring type. And you ship them around the world so you can extract their blood for adrenochrome and various duties that they like. I think we call that rape, pillage, and plunder. It's pretty awful. They're a technology hedge fund. Spifforce discovered an article that Scott Borgerson, founder, CEO, and G-Lane. I always say Ghislaine. It's not. It's G-Lane. Good thing they make the correction for me here. Ghislaine, not Ghislaine. It's G-Lane. G-Lane Maxwell's secret hubby stepped down in October, and Jess Scully, who's taking over, worked at Microsoft's Interactive Computing and started his career at Deloitte and Touche. Surely no connection of dirtbaggery there, especially since Deloitte is primarily a CIA front company, if you didn't know that. You should know that. It's an important one of those, and right in front of you. It's been there the whole time, and I'll bet nobody even knew that. There you go. If Everett Given hadn't been freed, would they have needed to cut the underground fiber optics? Egypt's location is as a fiber optic cable hub. Oh, remember, we were supposed to have a cyber attack. Don't forget about that. Remember, they're doing that cyber attack planning. Linking Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia means up to 30% of the global population's internet connectivity transits through the country. Check out its centrality to global connectivity. TE estimates that, 17% of the internet traffic flows through Egypt. Shocking, 17%. By the way, did you know what birthday Robert Kennedy Jr., what his birthday is? Anybody know? 17th of January. Just thought I'd say that. Just continuing now. Anyway, 17% of the internet traffic flows through Egypt, while some analysts suggest it could be as high as 30%, connecting between 1.3 billion and 2.3 billion people. That's with a B, like Big Bob's Burger. B, Big Bob's Burger. Evergiven has been ordered for inspection before refloating and is being taken to the Great Bitter Lake. I don't know what that is. I know what Bitterroot Mountains are. They're in Montana. And right at the base of the Bitterroot Mountains, near the base of the Bitterroot Mountains, or at least in view of them, is one of the best distilleries in the entire country, run by a former Special Forces guy. Anyway, nice guy, too. Hung out with him a little while. Got a tour of his distillery. Pretty cool. Anyway, according to VesselFinder.com, the ship stopped before moving in the middle of the lake around noon Eastern time, but GPS says it's still moving. Huh, isn't that funny? Wall Street is in a panic as Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs have been selling off shares in a block trade in U.S. and China media stock. I wonder why that is. Is this the EOs kicking in? Section 230 coming? Internet Bill of Rights? Asset seizures? Foreign-owned D.C. and Wall Street are going down and they know it. Oh, they do. And you know how you know? For all of you wringing your hands at home, oh, it's all over. You know somebody doing this every day. Oh, it's all over. The United States is done. It is done. I'm just going to be clear about that. So let's start with the first statement. Is the United States dead? Yes. Because the Corporation of the United States is dead. Is the Constitution dead? Yes. The Constitution of the United States is dead. Yes. What's about ready to happen? Ready? The new republic is going to be rising up. I'm not kidding. This is what's happening. So how do we know this? There's one indicator that should have your head on a swivel. It's the panic in which they're trying to get everybody jabbed with this damn needle. That's how you know that something's cooking. And then you see stuff like this. Credit Suisse and Noruma warned Monday of significant hits to the first quarter results after they began exiting positions with a large U.S. hedge fund that defaulted on margin calls last week. Whoa, that's huge. I need our SPIF force to look at that more closely. It's been widely reported that Archegos Capital Management is the firm connected to the fire sale, possibly forced liquidation of positions, but it's unconfirmed. Whoa, this is big stuff. I love stuff like this. It's like, this is like when you look at it, you're like, whoa, where's my popcorn? And right now, if I say that, you know where it is? It's upstairs in a box, not even near my desk as I'm doing this. Can you believe it? What an unfortunate event. You should be hearing me going, ripping open the bag, pouring it into the bowl. Really bad sound effects. You kind of got to use your imagination here. And then you'll figure it out. I need to get some popcorn sound effects going on my soundboard. I'll get you that by tomorrow. Popcorn! Norma also issued a trading update on Monday warning of a significant loss at one of its U.S. subsidiaries resulting from transactions with a client stateside. Japan's largest investment bank said it was evaluating the potential extent of the loss, estimated at $2 billion. Its shares fell more than 16% on Monday. Goldman Sachs alone liquidated $10.5 billion worth of stocks in block trades on Friday. Bloomberg reported citing investment bank's email to clients. The first batch of this included $6.6 billion worth of shares of Baidu. Oh, that's that chink company. I mean, China's company. I can't say that now because they'll say I'm like Asian violent or something. And I'm not. I just can't stand Chinese companies and I really can't stand Chinese government. And I love Chinese people. I love Chinese food. But their government sucks and their businesses suck worse. There you go. Tencent Music Entertainment Group and VIP Shop Holdings was sold before the market opened on Friday. Later that day, the bank reportedly managed a sale of $3.9 billion worth of shares. Man, that's a lot of billions. Man, they're throwing these billions around like it's no big deal. 3.9, 6.9. What is this going on here? That's like, there's 12. That's 10. Man, that's like 20. In that one, two paragraphs, we talked about $20 billion worth of trades. Huh. So the sale of $3.9 billion worth of shares in American media conglomerates Viacom, CBS, and Discovery, as well as some of the other companies such as Farfetch, IQIYI, and GSX Tech Edu. And you realize that some of that's the result of Patriots just like turning it off, going, yeah, we don't need you anymore. Goodbye. We're going to Bards FM instead. And then we're going to cruise over to X22. We're going to hit some iPod while we're going around. We're going to hit Sherry Tenpenny's show. We're going to go over and listen to Robert Kennedy's show. And we're going to listen to SGT Report. Sounds good to me. All right, everybody. Let's leave the media and go over there. Sounds good. Goldman Sachs explained the sales with forced deleveraging. Oh, yeah, Monkey Works. I haven't seen Monkey Works for a while. I just don't get over there. Morgan Stanley offered two batches of shares worth $4 billion each on Friday, according to the Financial Times. The media is reporting that Evergiven has been freed. All we have is a photo from the deck. How do we know? March 29th is Smoke and Mirrors Day. I don't know what that is. The 88th day of the year on the Gregorian calendar. That's interesting. Q post 88 posted on 11/5/2017. 10 days. Darkness, scare tactics, MSN, D's failing or falling, R's walk away, removed, South Africa, USA, Asia, EU, disinformation is real. Ooh, this is interesting for so many reasons. Distractions are necessary. Yes, they are when you're resetting the global financial network. Keep in mind, Patriots, we're watching something epic. You'll never see anything like this again. Enjoy the show. Seriously, don't get stressed. But pray a lot, because God wants you to pray. Q went dark March 29th to April 7th. Thursday is April Fool's Day. Q post 2187 posted on 9/16/2018. Test in Big Bowl Thursday by DOD to confirm free flow of direct comms. That's interesting. POTUS spec authorization required. Think the football. NSA monitoring for any attempts to disrupt and or term access. Central Command, Q. Remember the football that Dan Scavino received from the military aides? It also has a lot to do with the new QFS system, just saying. So be aware. Things are changing, and they're changing right before your very eyes, and you're not going to even notice it, but it's happening. This is awesome times. Hat tips to Juan O'Savin, Comms Chat, Whiplash 347, and Mel Q. Buckle up. It's about to become a roller coaster ride. Are we heading back to the future at 88 miles per hour? Quite possibly. I guarantee you the coming weeks you're going to be like, what just happened? And then you're going to go, holy cow. You're going to need to buy Holy Cow t-shirts. We better get our store up by then to get our Holy Cow t-shirts ready. We're kind of having to redo a major part of the website a lot, but it's good. It's all going to be better, so bear with us. Haven't forgotten. Haven't talked about it, but it's true. All right, next headline. You were hoping for an update on nudicles. I know you were worrying about nudicles, weren't you? Well, sorry, but we have a new and exciting product to share with you today. I have to give an adult warning on this right up front. I already went through this, and I was just shaking my head. This is an adult warning story, okay? Just saying. So if you've got kids in the room, like, turn it off and watch it later or take them out of the room. I'm not responsible from that point forward. You've been warned. It's called Grub Buzz. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. When you get through with this story, you're going to wonder why there hasn't been a flood sooner. This is about time to, like, reset humanity. And, like, God, just bring it. Send them to the lake of fire. All right. Besides the fact, by the way, that those satanic shoes with one drop of blood in every one of them by Nike is sold out in 20 minutes today. So that should tell you something. All right. Here we go. This story. It's called Adult Warning Again, Grub Buzz. Here's a new term for us, folks, and hopefully for all of you, teledildonics. Here's a little background first. Oh, my goodness gracious. During the so-called pandemic, food delivery companies such as Uber Eats and Grubhub around the world have enjoyed quite a lot of growth, but eating isn't the only carnal need for which fallen humanity has turned to innovation during the lockdowns. God help us. How could long-distance partners possibly hope to continue their intimacy? Well, enter the world of teledildonics. These smart devices are worn on, well, you know, intimate parts of the body, and thanks to cutting-edge technology, can be remotely controlled from anywhere in the world. That's incredible. Your hubby could be deployed in Afghanistan and right in the middle of a firefight could, like, dial it up on his phone. You got it. This is really special. What a great way to share. It's like, you know, you let your fingers do the walking. Yeah, well, not anymore. Just let your app do the work. But why keep gluttony and lust separated? That's the question of the day. When you're hungry and you're lustful, why keep the two? So ingenious and innovative inventors have now joined the two with what they call Grub Buzz. Yes, teledildonics and food delivery. This is it. Sorry, guys, you get left out on this. When women around the world can now link their food delivery orders to their personal joy toys to make their waiting time more enjoyable. Well, isn't that fun? That's just amazing. The things that human beings can invent for the betterment of humanity. Oh. I do not believe that in the discussion of God's gifts and talents, he ever intended this. I'm just going to say it. I don't think that was on the top of the list of, like, yeah, please, would you, when you get a chance, would somebody please invent teledildonics? Once their food order has been placed, oh, here it goes, the GrubBuzz experience begins. Oh, that's right. The buzzing slowly increases as their personal device during each step of the food prep process, ending with what they hope will be the ultimate gratification just before delivery. Oh my goodness. This is incredible. Sorry guys, only women's devices available at this time. We suggest going the old-fashioned route with dinner and a movie. Or a cold shower might be a good idea too. These people are truly sick. I'm serious when I say that. Unbelievable. Inspired by James, another, this is a new headline, by the way. Not, we're not continuing anymore with teledildonics. That's it for the day. And no nudicles updates. So not only do we have food delivery with a buzz, we've got fake men's dingling things down there in nudicles. What have we come to? What is wrong with this world? I'm telling you, whatever they did in 2012 with CERN, the world changed. And like the force of demons came in and took over half the, well, they took over all the liberal camp and about half of the conservatives. This is just insane. All right, so next headline. Inspired by James Younger's story, a new bill would classify child sex abuse, child checks, God, I cannot read today. A new bill would classify child sex changes as abuse. This is a good news. You might remember the custody battle of Texas resident James Younger, or like many of us, you might never forget it. James nearly lost his young son to the boy's mother's twisted delusions. How come it's so often the women that are doing this? Sorry, women. I'm not on anybody here. But women, why are you pushing your kids to be girls and girls to be boys? What the hell is wrong with you? Like, go get some Jesus in your life. Seriously. Man, read the Bible. All right, anyway, the delusions that the 5-year-old boy should be transitioned to a girl named Luna. It was a heart-wrenching story to follow, but in the end, Younger was able to gain joint conservatorship and save his son. Good on him. Deeply affected by the story, Texas Representative Steve Toth sought to protect our children. On March 24th, he publicly presented for the first time his bill to ban sex change procedures for children. The bill sat in the Texas House Public Health Committee for a month. Toth has dubbed his bill the Innocence Protection Act. It would classify medical procedures to change a child's sex as a child abuse. Too bad they can't go further and classify it as Luciferian torture. But there currently isn't a legal penalty for that. But there is one for crimes against humanity, which might be worth doing, because it's time we start protecting our children in the most massive ways. Texas knows exactly what it's like to make gallows. We can start that industry up again. A number of activists in medical professions stood besides Toth and Younger at the presser. David Pickup, a Houston-area therapist who treats children with gender dystopia, has had this to say. Every single thing that psychologists and psychotherapists and the APAs of the world are telling people, parents and children, about inborn gender dysphoria is not based on one conclusive research study that's even been produced in the last 10 or 20 years. Not one. It's typical left. Man, these people are seriously, like if you tell them, I've said this before, we're going to solve COVID. How? You're going to push a peanut down the freeway, but you have to go against traffic in the middle. Okay. And we'll provide the peanuts for free. Okay. How long do I have to do it? All day. And if you survive, you'll be cured of COVID. Cure us of something else, too. He went on to say, the media is not telling the general public that gender dysphoria is resolvable. It's happening in my office on a weekly basis. Activist and former service member Sarah Jessica Fields also spoke out saying, I want to remind everyone that science is funded and therefore we have to follow the money. There are vast corporate interests, this should tell you everything, in medicalization of gender nonconforming children. It has grown at a shocking pace because these dirtbags want to get these kids locked into drugs and hormone therapies for the rest of their life and psychokinesis or whatever they do, MK Ultra, otherwise known as. There are more children's gender clinics now than there are adult gender clinics because that's where the money is, of course. We need to target every one of them. BDatters need to dig into this and locate everyone, and we need to make a master map of where every one of those gender clinics are. Seriously, not joking. Let's get busy. It's a tasking. Let's go. Several other lawmakers, if we don't do it, no one else will. And that's why you come here, is to get inspired. So I'm inspiring you. Several other lawmakers were present in support of the bill. One of them, State Senator Bob Hall, shared his thoughts. I can remember kids from elementary school. The boys were sissies. The girls were tomboys. Some of those sissies grew up to be some of the toughest football players. Those tomboys, knockouts for homecoming queen. Oh, but that's probably a sexist comment by the left. But now, who knows what happens to them? They get, well, I could tell you what happens to them. One gets snipped and one gets tucked. We're talking about drugs that are irreversible. And that is the truth right there, by the way, Patriots. We're talking about children. We're not talking about adults. I don't care what you do as an adult. You want to whack your weenie off? Go right ahead. But leave the kids alone, period. Man. And you, I'll tell you what, I would gladly nominate every doctor for a gender flip themselves for every time they touched a kid. And I would just keep it going back and forth for every kid that they touched. I'd make them a living hell, totally confused about which gender they were when I was done. God bless these patriots and heroes who are willing to stand up against the Luciferian left to save our children. Absolutely. All right, Patriot story. Good Samaritans ditched day plans, drove an hour to help find kidnapped baby girl. Donnie Howell and Michael Thomas felt personally compelled to help search when they heard the Amber Alert for a missing one-year-old, Royalty Grisby. Royalty's mother, Elizabeth, a food delivery agent from Uber with Uber Eats, was making a delivery in Stone Mountain, Georgia at around 2 a.m. March 18th when a suspect drove off in her keyless SUV with baby Royalty inside. Hal and Thomas drove an hour to help in the search, and with their windows open and radios off, they heard the cry that would herald Royalty's rescue. Hal told reporters from the Epoch Times, "I knew when she screamed. I just felt like God was telling me that that was her. So I stormed up to the porch and I seen her crying." Just hours after the abduction, Royalty was safely back in her mother's arms and later declared healthy at the hospital. After some questioning of their role in the rescue, both Hal and Thomas were released. Hal said, "They didn't believe us originally. That story's wild. There's good people out there." The suspect, Malachi Richardson, aged 14, was taken into custody facing charges of kidnapping and theft of a motor vehicle. A family friend of the Grisbys started a GoFundMe page hoping to raise $2,500 for repairs to the SUV and for daycare expenses so that Elizabeth can leave her baby in care when working. To date, the fund has raised $27,500. What a beautiful story. All right, bonus round. And even though we're late, suck it up. Bonus round. We have more child. You're going to like this bonus round. Here it comes. We have more child diddlers getting locked up. You don't want to miss this. Here's a nice little list of that. What happened in the last 4 days. 4 days. You ready? Here we go. Canadian CPS Haitian national John Babuto Remarque. Age 40, from Greenbelt, Maryland, arrested on two counts of receipt of child pornography and one count of possession of child pornography, was engaging with a 15-year-old female at the time of his arrest. A three-count indictment returned on March 9, 2021, and unsealed today, named Apipat. I have no idea how to say this name, Butpawat, who goes by the street name Artie Freedom, age 27, of Alexandria, Virginia, as the sole defendant. The charges of travel with intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct, transportation with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and obstruction of justice, hindering communication through corrupt persuasion. That's all with little kids. Danielle Palmitisa, age 35, of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, was sentenced on March 25, 2021, to 240 months for child porn. Stephen Patrick Luthi, 57, of Tucson, Arizona, was sentenced today to 132 months in prison for child porn, sending money to individuals in the Philippines in exchange for child exploitation materials. Luthi has asked had asked multiple individuals to create videos depicting mutilation of children, in addition to child sex abuse videos. At this time, there is no evidence to suggest that videos depicting child mutilation were created in response to Luthi's request. Thank God. Oh, these people. Nathaniel Dugal, 39, of Tucson, Arizona. Dugal was arrested for sharing child sex abuse images on a messaging application with an individual he believed to be for a 14-year-old girl who was actually an undercover agent. Good job on that sting. Christian Dara Ayala from Corpus Christi, Texas, arrested for sending child porn through the app Discord. Keith Lee Merchant, 41 years old, of Longview, Texas, arrested for attempts to entice a 10-year-old girl and is a repeat offender. When questioned by law enforcement, Mr. Merchant admitted to posting this advertisement, quote, "Taboo Family Fun," and agreed that the term taboo meant underage. Zachary Federman, 26, of Tonawanda, New York, indicted on March 25th for the receipt and possession of child pornography. Because Federman is a repeat sexual offender, the minimum penalty is 15 years. Thomas Day, 24, from the Tulalip Tribal Reservation in Washington, to serve 33 months in prison for repeatedly violating a no-contact order when he sexually assaulted a 14-year-old he had taken to another reservation. So, patriots, there is stuff happening, and there are some great, great patriots fighting for our children. We got to keep our head on a swivel, and we have to contribute every chance we get. Our children are the future, and they are precious. They are God's gift. All right, quick prayer, and out we go. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and all that you give. Thank you for an opportunity to reflect on our world, to find a bit of humor and also a bit of solace with the many great patriots that are fighting to save and protect your children and those that are gifted to us to protect in this world. Lord, please guide us and protect us in all that we do. And most importantly, please protect our children. Give us strength to find, to stand up to the evil, eyes to see the evil, and the strength to stand up to it and never to bow. We say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Nothing more important than our children. Nothing more despicable than this continual pit of sexual obsession, both of our children and just in life. We've got to get back to God's way, and that's what we're doing. So keep the head up. Keep your head up, eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Keep your prayers up. Prayers up for our children, prayers up for our nation's healing, and know that things are happening and things are changing. This is God's war, and we're part of it. And in the end, remember, God will never forsake you, he will never leave you, and he will always win. Let's be there at the finish line with him. So I'll see you this evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern for Bards FM. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.